On Susie Radio this afternoon, I have Julian Rowlands, who has formed a group called Love Reigate. Good afternoon, Julian.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
So can you tell us all about Love Reigate, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Love Reigate is a small business that I've decided to set up myself. It's all about encouraging local residents to support other small local businesses in the area. There's obviously, we're seeing a lot of empty businesses on the high streets. Lockdown, it hasn't been helpful for anybody, and a lot of these small businesses are struggling. So I wanted to come up with a way that tries to be a win-win-win. So try to incentivize local residents to support local businesses, get something back from it, and also help the community as well at the same time through the charitable angle.
How did you get to start the business?
Well, I've spent the last 5 months now, I think it is. I was made redundant 5 months ago. So I've spent some of that time trying to look for a job, and I've actually spent the last 4 months formulating Love Reigate and identifying how I think I could put together a compelling business that hopefully will prove popular with people in the local area.
So when is Love Reigate launching?
We're actually launching next Tuesday, Jeff.
Who would you say then that the business is aimed at in particular?
Well, I mean, at the moment with lockdown and where we've been this year, it's for local residents, but it's also, when we're out of where we are now, people that live and spend time in the local area. So it's trying to encourage anybody that lives or works in the area to support and spend their money with local businesses.
Do local businesses have to pay to join this?
No, there's no cost for the businesses to be in here in Love Reigate. I appreciate that there's a lot of pressures for small businesses themselves. So the way that I'm actually operating almost is a payment by result. So there's no cost to advertise or anything like that. And when one of the Love Reigate members comes in to their business, comes into their shop, that's the only time that they pay. And that's in the form of giving the member a special deal.
So talk us through how this would work for a typical business that wanted to get involved with you.
Sure. So there are two elements. There's the membership angle, where I would work with the business to come up with an exclusive offer. So something that they weren't giving away out in the open, to the general public, only reserved for my members. And that's all they would need to do is agree to give a special offer. The other angle is the gift card, the Love Reigate gift card. And all they would need to do would be to agree to accept the gift card within their shop as payment against whatever goods or products they serve.
How successful do you envisage this being? How big do you think you're going to get?
That's a really good question. And the truthful answer is, I don't know. But from all of the conversations that I've had with local businesses and local residents, friends and family and people within my broader network, there's a lot of appetite for it now. So I'm confident that Love Reigate can be the test bed almost, and then potential to roll it out across other towns within the local area as well.
So you're considering perhaps franchising it to other towns, or will it all be run from your central, whatever you want to call it?
From the nerve center, yeah. I think you're right. I think a franchise model is certainly something further down the line. But I need to be realistic in I don't want to run before I can walk. I'm just one person right here and right now. I'll test it within Reigate. I could probably test it within other local towns myself. But yeah, longer term, there's option to make this a franchise model, I believe.
Once this COVID crisis is over, hopefully we have a vaccine quite soon, and one day we'll all be able to get back to whatever is normal. Do you see your venture lasting into that, or is it just for this crisis at the moment?
I definitely see this lasting longer term, because I do think that people's attitudes have changed maybe a little bit, or willingness, or maybe not realizing before the impact that or the need for small businesses in the area for the local economy. So I think certainly I have, and maybe other people I've spoken to as well, have had their eyes opened by what's happened during lockdown, and I think people's behaviors will be different moving forward, and I think those will be more localized, focusing on local businesses, local community, and supporting each other.
This pandemic has changed everyone's life, and it's changed it forever for many, many people. How has it affected you yourself personally?
I lost my job due to COVID. My role was made redundant at my last employer, so I haven't actually worked since the start of June. So that was a big change, obviously, for me and my family. But it actually also provided me with this opportunity, because I've always toyed with the idea of launching my own business, but maybe had the fear of not doing it or leaving a secure role. That safety blanket has been removed from under my feet, as it were. So do you know what? I'm going to take this as a positive and just, you know, try and hopefully create a positive out of this this opportunity.
So how can our listeners get in touch with you then?
Well, I'm going to be, as I said, going to be launching the website on Tuesday, which is www.loverigate.co.uk. They can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So get onto any of those channels, see what's going on, see if it's something you'd like to be involved in yourself, like to support. If you're a local business, come and talk to me as well, because it's all about building partnerships. So the website will be live next Tuesday.
Fantastic, Julian. That's a really good bit of news there. In fact, if we may, we'll talk to you again in a few weeks' time and find out how it's going.
Yeah, I'd love to, Jeff. Please, yeah, let's definitely. If you have me back, I'd love to tell you how things are going.
Pleasure, Julian. Take care and have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you.